To continue our discussion on immigration reform, we have Nativo Lopez is now on with us. He's the national president of MAPA, the Mexican American Political Association, and national director of Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana, based here in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show, Nativo. It's good to have you.
Good afternoon, Manuel. Thank you for having me.
So, Nativo, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to hear what Emma Lozano putting out earlier in the show. But, you know, okay, good. You know, I guess one, you know, so I can understand also where all this, what we're trying to debate is, where is this all going to go? And obviously, this last, you know, 2 years has been, you know, an amazing period where the movement has grown in strength. Obviously, you know, having millions of people marching 2 years ago to the shifting of the legislative of 2 years ago was pretty major issues and outcomes of a lot of the activities that people like Emma and yourself and other people in the movement have been sort of engaging over the last couple of years. And yet, as we know it, there was no real comprehensive reform passed. And as Emma is saying, and to a certain degree, it's now sort of been put in the back burners. What do you think this is going to go? What's the next set of tactics that you think is important for the movement to move forward?
Well, a little bit of history, at least in relationship to what has occurred this year. I think we're going to enter a period of fierce debate in terms of what went wrong in 2007, coming out of some serious victories in 2006. And from our perspective, from the perspective of MAPA and Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana, I have to tell you that there were some major, major betrayals that occurred in 2007. And I lay this principally at the doorsteps of the Democratic Party that sought to present a happy face, a quasi-comprehensive, and I say quasi, but they repeated that term ad nauseum, comprehensive immigration reform that was significantly enforcement heavy and legalization light. All of the things that Emma just talked about, of the raids that are occurring currently, would have been codified in the Senate bill, Kennedy-Kyle Senate bill that was proposed. Strategic concessions made by the Democratic Party and political terrain to the Republican right wing and to really beat up on the immigrants, but now in a real codified form, in that it sought to add additional 10,000 officials to conduct border enforcement and interior enforcement, criminalize the workplace, criminalize immigrants that enter the country without inspection. Today, that's not the case. If a person is detained because he entered the United States without inspection, it's a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. That's essentially what was proposed in the Kennedy-Kyle legislation. That's why the organizations that I represent and many, many other organizations throughout the country, including the FFL-CIO, opposed that legislation as being demeaning, criminalizing, militarizing, not only to immigrants, but to the American public as well, and that's why we opposed it. At the same time, do we continue to oppose, as we are today, the terrorizing raids that are occurring in our neighborhoods throughout the country. The Democratic Party did not present favorable, progressive immigration reform that could easily have been interpreted from the context of the 206 experiences. In other words, the immigrants didn't march in 206 with signs saying, "I want to be abrazado," criminalize my employer, build a border wall. They didn't carry signs like that. They carried signs that said, "I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a criminal. I want amnesty. I pay taxes." These are the signs that was reflected the sentiment, the demands, the desires of the broad immigrant masses in our country that are looking for favorable, progressive immigration reform. Not phony, comprehensive immigration reform that's really a smokescreen for repression of a codified character and enforcement against immigrants on the border, in the workplace. place and in the interior, and a massive, massive Bracero program that was proposed in that legislation. So there's a huge divide, Manuel, and that's where the fierce debate is going to occur. Many organizations that are Democratic Party affiliated, or they're on the patronage of the Democratic Party, SEIU, Unite Here, the United Farm Workers, they are for that legislation. They now firmly stand in favor of guest worker programs. They think that they can cut a deal at the top with the corporate America and get top-down contracts to represent these new braceros, to even to such a degree that they were caught in Mexico weeks before the final debate on the Kennedy-Kyle legislation, already attempting to negotiate with Mexican officials about what the new guest worker program would look like, and they would be the new labor brokers to represent these new workers coming into the workforce in the United States, an absolute assault on the prevailing wage. And that's where the AFL-CIO, the Teamsters, the laborers, AFSCME, United Food and Commercial Workers, a number of the unions that I mentioned are also members of Change to Win. They oppose that legislation because it's anti-worker, anti-immigrant, enforcement-heavy, militarizing legislation. It was phony, comprehensive legislation that was funded and sponsored by corporate America, who also sponsors National Council of La Raza and a number of these other phony baloney organizations that portray themselves as Hispanic representatives.
On the phone is Nativo Lopez with the Mexican American Political Association and Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana. Nativo, where do you think, I'm assuming you heard Emma, do you think in many ways, I'm assuming many of the forces you just mentioned have become silent on the issue around the raids, and what do you think should be the immediate moves to begin to stop this war of attrition, as Emma has talked about, against many of the immigrant communities throughout the United States?
They're always silent about the raids, Manuel. They've never been advocates to stop the raids because they've always conceded the issue of enforcement. They've already conceded that the parameters of comprehensive reform for them is heavy enforcement in exchange for some form of legalization, as Mickey Mouse or haphazard or bastardized form of legalization that would take. As Senator Menendez from New Jersey scolded those phony Washington-based advocates, they don't have a bottom line. They're willing and more than forward to give away the house, to get crumbs in return. But I absolutely agree with her. We need to keep the fight, organize workers. In this case, it's very important to mention that what we need to accentuate, as Marilyn Monroe said, we need to accentuate that the working class immigrants are the true and principal protagonists in the kind of immigration reform that we want, that we desire, that the immigrants desire. When we surrender that terrain to disc jockeys, to corporate Spanish language media like Univision, or to Jorge Ramos of Univision, that continuously repeated, peor es nada, nothing is worse, that's an absolute sham and a shame committed against immigrants. And that's because immigrant workers have not surfaced principally as the main protagonist in this fight. And that's our role, of making sure that the workers are the true protagonists, that their demands are paramount, that their message is paramount. And that's what we're doing, organizing committees of workers in the workplace, in the neighborhoods, in churches, to making sure that their voice is the one that's heard. Not a DJ, and that's not to scoff at the work or the support of the DJs, but when DJs are used by corporate America, including now Univision and these other channels, to mouth the message of corporate America and support the legislation that was in the Senate, the Kennedy-Kyle, then we don't need DJs of that character. We need the workers themselves very clearly stating, I want legalization. I deserve my green card. I've worked enough in this country, contributed enough, and now it's time to pay off.
Yeah, Nativa, I mean, I think that's it's very helpful in the way that you're laying out. And I think, you know, in general, I think you're principally are arguing what the movement should be doing. The big question now is, what do you think 2008 awaits us? You know, in, on one hand, I would say that from an, I mean, both from an inside and outsider in a certain degree, that the 2008 election seemed to be an important place where the movement needs to really try to put a lot of focus and a lot of pressure on a lot of the candidates to be able to regain the issue and the majority on the question around immigration.
I agree with Emma in this regard that we can't wait until 2008. Mm-hmm. There's too much suffering in our community. The raids need to be stopped. We need to pass the DREAM Act. We need to pass, and the DREAM Act being that allowing young immigrants to legalize their status if they've completed high school, but to go on to college, not going to the military.
Mm-hmm.
We need an ag jobs, for example. It's a form of legalization for agricultural workers, but not legal servitude, not a kind of legalization program that ties the worker to the rancher and requires him to work X number of hours a year, hold him hostage before he gets his green card. We need a return of 245I that allows individuals that have entered the United States without inspection to adjust their status while remaining in the United States. And we need to keep building grassroots organization amongst the workers themselves and put pressure where pressure is due. The Democrats have the control in Congress. They are the majority in the subcommittee on immigration in the House. They are the majority on the judicial committees in both houses. That's why this week, July 26th, we have an action in front of the office of Howard Berman. We have a series of actions continuing on a monthly basis, keying in and targeting Democratic members who will have much to say about immigration reform this year and next year. So that's what we're doing, Manuel, with other organizations,
mm-hmm.
building up our forces and continuing the fight and focusing and targeting on those members of Congress that have everything to say about immigration reform and worker reform. We want card check with green cards. In other words, we want the ability to organize the union and to have our green card.
Well, I think that that's an important distinction that you're trying to make right now. In turn, I know one of the things that I was reading throughout, you know, this today is that one of the things that you concentrated a lot last year was going out, giving a lot of discussion, you know, going out and basically giving out, having forums out in the communities, especially out throughout the country, both to mainly enforce, as you said, I think in 2006, while that was a not spontaneous in any way. It was a mass mobilization of people, but yet they weren't belonging part of an organization.
Right.
What do you think right now? I was reading, you know, as you know, we most of us just came back from the U.S. Social Forum, and there was a lot of discussions about where the movement's going to go. And you know, on one hand, you know, I think I've been reading stuff about really trying to move now to another level of escalation inside. Trying to really, as you were saying, push the Democrats. Where are you landing on those kind of questions, Nativo?
That's why I say that I believe there's going to be fierce debates, and we want to participate in helping move that debate. We think it's a good thing for the immigrants throughout the country to really define who are their friends and who are their enemies, who are their half-friends that pretend that they're on the side of immigrants but are willing to cut the deal behind the backs of immigrants and come down enforcement heavy in exchange for bastardized forms or legal servitude for immigrants. And that's part of the debate that that we're willing to engage in with the liberal foundations that put a lot of money in the pot to buy up and co-opt immigrant advocates throughout the country, to have that debate inside the labor movement, their Change to Win and AFL-CIO, and put on the table in an open and honest debate with SEIU, with United Farm Workers, how could they support in a very nuanced and hidden way, because they don't do it in an open way, legal servitude for immigrants. We need to have that debate because the labor movement cannot get off the dime. when you have major unions supporting that type of program that forces immigrants into second-class citizenship that will only assault the prevailing wage. The focus needs to be on organizing workers in the workplace, in their community, and facilitating that they truly become the main protagonist, not following the line of the Mexican government that rolled over and supported this legislation in Congress as well, and basically told all the Mexican federations, mum's the word, you know, don't come out against that legislation, we want it to pass. That's where the worker himself has to be the main protagonist and put forward his demands, and we're absolutely confident, kind of posters and homemade signs that we saw in all of the marches, it truly reflects what the workers want. They want amnesty. They want legalization. They want it now. They don't want a temporary card. They don't want to pay $10,000, $12,000, wait 8, 10, 13, 15 years before they can legalize their status. They don't want a point system that is inclined to support a brain drain, you know, of the countries from which the immigrants come. We want true reform, and that's what we got to fight for. And that fight occurs on an ideological level in having the debate, putting these questions squarely in front of these candidates. On the immigration question, they're a bunch of phonies. You know, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they voted in favor of the Secure Act, the Secure Fence Act, last year to build 300 miles of border wall between Mexico and the United States. So did Barbara Boxer. So did Dianne Feinstein. So these are the types of debates that we believe it's important for the immigrants to have. And quite frankly, from my perspective, to encourage people to register to vote as never before, but to register as independents, not lock themselves into a party that was willing to sell the interest of the immigrants on the block to the Republican right wing, so they can muffle the debate, get it out of the public view, and clear the landscape for the presidential candidacies of their candidates in their aspirations to take the White House back.
We're speaking to Nativo Lopez, the president, national president of MAPA, the Mexican American Political Association, national director of Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana. I think you're laying out very clearly that there's a line of demarcation in the movement. And where do you think the level of unity among the different forces are aligning yourself? In other words, that I know that part of the question that has hammered us, one, it's unity based on principles, which I think obviously I think you're laying out two important pieces of forces that are aligning themselves and where they're going to land on questions around immigration. And obviously, on the long term, we have to discuss what is any level of united front that has to merge those movements at some level. And then internally, where are you seeing forces that we need to align? Because on one hand, obviously, I think you're right, we have to go out and organize, and yet it seems that in some ways, the movement also has to find somewhere, some level of, if there is a left-wing movement, left-wing of the movement, what's the level of discussions in that aspect at this moment?
Well, you know, I don't think the problem is with the left-wing per se. Mm-hmm. The left-wing generally has as small as it is throughout the country, has heard very clearly the voice of the immigrant. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't heard the voice of the immigrant, only hears it partially to their convenience, is liberal groups or advocacy groups that are aligned in patronage with the Democratic Party and funded by private foundations or corporations, who will ultimately dictate to these advocacy groups, who then in turn attempt to impose their message, their program on the immigrants, while at the same time portraying themselves as representatives of the immigrants in congressional districts and in Washington, D.C. What the corporations want, what these private liberal foundations want. I mean, I have friends that that manage major organizations in the country, and they were very clearly told by their funders, don't make this a big issue for candidate Clinton. Don't go out there and organize mega marches like you were all involved in doing in 2006. Okay, don't go after the Democratic Party that could hurt it in its chances to take back the White House. So The debate is good because it helps define, you know, where we are and where we need to move forward. But I want to emphasize that it's not the left that is going to take us where we need to be. It's the left, if anything, you know, organizing, focusing on organizing working class immigrants and making sure that the immigrant is the true protagonist in this fight, and that we not have the fear of targeting key members of Congress, that party that's in control, and not accept the premise that if we pressure this party in a public way to do the right thing, that that might hurt our possibilities of getting the kind of immigration reform that we desire. I want to bring to memory something that I read and I studied when John F. Kennedy was running for office. He sought the endorsement of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. When Lyndon Johnson ran for office again, he sought the endorsement of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And each time, the response from Dr. King was that no, that was not his role to be endorsing one political party or one particular candidate or another. His role was to build the movement, build it on the grassroots, create mass mobilization, create the political pressure to force these people to do the right thing. And I think that that's a lesson that we really need to take to heart, that we don't need to enamor ourselves to one particular political candidate or another, but we do need to enamor ourselves to the working class immigrant and roll up our sleeves, do methodical and disciplined work of organizing the working class to make sure that he, that she is a protagonist in this fight, and not allow any of these phony union people that support Bracero programs or advocates that are willing to swap heavy repressive enforcement for a bastardized form of legalization. That's not what the immigrant wants. We need to fight for what the immigrant wants.
Well, the people, how can people get a hold of you? And again, the action in front of Howard Berman's office, when is it and how can people get a hold of you?
Our website is www.mapa.org or also www.hermandadmexicana.org. The action at the office of Congressman Howard Berman, and that's because he's a member of the House Subcommittee on Immigration in the House of Representatives, is this Thursday at 4:30 in his office in Van Nuys. I don't have the address, but people can look that up on the web under Congressman Howard Berman. And in each of those websites, they can contact the offices of Hermandad Mexicana, Latino Americana, become a member of MAPA, form a chapter. But I tell people there with much abandon that don't be surprised if we're not involved in fawning candidates or politicians. We're about creating independent political movement, fighting around the issues, and organizing our people. That's our task.
Thank you, Mativo. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 90.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We're going to take a break, but in our final segment, we want to open up the lines to you, the public out there. I think both Emma and Nativo are representing one wing of the movement, even though obviously they have their own distinctions. And you can give us a call at 818-985-5735. Again, that's 818-985-5735. Or for y'all who, you know, are easier with the numbers and letters, it's 818-985-KPFK. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.